Quick story. That song, Bette Davis Eyes, Kim Carnes, was in a 4-hour rotation at top 40 radio stations back in the day in 1981. And I was on a trip to Daytona Beach with a couple of besties. We heard that song every 4 hours. And so that beat, you know, will forever be etched in my brain, and it takes me right back to Daytona Beach and my much younger, sillier self. Are you going to say something here, Jordan? There was an additional part of the story, which I'm not going to tell you, but I might write it on the Facebook, but we'll just move on. It's, by the way, Kim Carnes' birthday today. She's 78, and this is the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane and Jordan in for Andy, too. In case you didn't know, the cinematic event of the summer happens starting today. So the splashy pink movie Barbie and the emotionally devastating 3-hour epic Oppenheimer will both roll out in theaters today, and dedicated moviegoers are making plans to see both back to back. It's called Barbenheimer, the double feature, and it started as a meme. So a fan made a poster of Barbie smiling in front of a mushroom cloud, and that hooked movie lovers. And now tens of thousands have bought tickets to see both films on the same day, back to back, maybe with like a little pee break in between. There's a whole Barbenheimer 101 tutorial online too. Tells you which movie to see first, what snacks to buy, what kind of theater is best for this movie marathon. Like, do you want to be in an upright seat? Do you want a seat that lounges? So keep in mind, Oppenheimer, about physicist J. Robert Oppenheimer's role in the development of the atomic bomb during the Second World War, it's 3 hours long. Barbie, which is about Barbie and getting rave reviews, is about 2 hours. Not kidding. This film is getting like seriously good reviews. So nearly 6 hours of movie watching in a day. The consensus is to see Oppenheimer first and then Barbie, so you end your movie marathon on an up note. Okay, so you are all about the Barbenheimer.
Yes, yes. Myself and some friends are going this Sunday.
Yeah.
We are indeed doing Oppenheimer first.
Yeah, I think you have to because it's so heavy.
Yeah, you don't want to end your day because it's going to be a full day.
Full day.
And so you want to end your day on something lighter.
See, I always feel like a heavy movie, say like an Oppenheimer, which is also getting incredible reviews, I would want to debrief after it. I would want to sit with my friends and I would want to chat. And if you hit me with the Barbie movie right after, I feel like it's too soon.
Yes, I agree.
You need to kind of settle the storyline and make sure you fully understand what just happened in Oppenheimer before you lighten it up? So are you, and what's the plan for snacks?
We have it all planned out.
Oh, do
we
you?
Have the
okay.
whole itinerary.
Okay.
So it's 2 p.m.
Okay.
It's Oppenheimer in IMAX.
Okay. Oh,
which is, they're saying, is supposed to be like the absolute best way to see it.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. Then it's about 3 hours. We'll have about an hour in between the screenings for Barbie.
Mm-hmm.
In that time, we just think.
Yeah. We just think and talk and
let it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure it's going to be very intense and probably very depressing and sad.
Maybe, but also, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Because you're going to finish up your day with something light and bright.
That's right. Then we go to the VIP.
Yes.
We get some fun cocktails.
Yes.
And then we go to an evening showing of Barbie.
And I think you're going to be surprised. I'm excited to hear what you think about Barbie because, like I say, everyone is getting really buzzed up about this movie. And Ryan Gosling
yes.
is playing Ken in this film, and he's being touted as an Oscar contender for his role as Ken in the Barbie movie. I know it sounds silly, but also intriguing. Should be fun. Barbenheimer, it starts today with those two movies out. And right now, let's check the drive with Spencer.